USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On the COVID-19 front, the United States will buy 20 million doses of Pfizer's COVID pill. That's doubling the previous order. The CDC shortens Pfizer booster wait time from 5 months after the initial vaccine. Tennis star Novak Djokovic was granted a COVID vaccine medical exemption on Tuesday and will play in the Australian Open. And the new CDC guidelines changing isolation from 10 days to 5 days does not include getting a test after the isolation. Dr. John Brownstein from Boston's Children's Hospital on ABC News.
This is all about the fact that there's just not enough tests. The reality is if every American had access to, say, 5 tests at home, we really wouldn't be having this conversation.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced Tuesday he initiated another probe into possible illegal ballot harvesting in the 2020 election. True the Vote submitted a complaint and digital data evidence to Raffensperger's office on November 30th. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, and it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
As many sports teams in America use the names of Native American ancestry, political pressure has the Cleveland baseball team changing its name very soon, and the Washington football team dropped their name altogether. It has been announced the Washington, D.C. football team has come up with a new name.
The Washington football team is set to unveil a new team name and logo next month. The NFL franchise making the announcement on Tuesday in a letter written by the team's president. While Jason Wright didn't give a hint as to what the team name will be, he did say the team will not be called the Red Wolves or the Wolves. The team has been known as the Washington football team since 2020 after retiring the Redskins name and logo. The new team name and logo will be revealed on February 2nd. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Good news for the James Webb Telescope. Controllers on Tuesday completed the deployment of the Space Observatory SunShield successfully. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As the mostly partisan January 6th Commission continues its investigation, it should be noted the only gunfire that day came from a Capitol Police officer that shot and killed an unarmed U.S. veteran. Lawmakers in D.C. have determined the Capitol Police officer will not face any charges. The family of slain Ashley Babbitt called the shooting a murder and complained the officer's actions cannot be justified. So as we head into January 6th on Thursday, one lawmaker is calling out the commission as propaganda. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia, speaks out on Newsmax.
They have nothing else to do. They have failed on every single policy that the Democrats have brought forward. Inflation is out of control. The border is wide open and nothing is being done about it. The Democrats don't even care. Crime is skyrocketing and our country is falling apart. But what is terrifying Americans even more is this type of authoritarian control that Joe Biden and all of the Democrats are welding all over the country. So they're very concerned about what they're seeing from January 6th with Nancy Pelosi and her awful January 6th committee. It's nothing but Russian collusion 2.0. And they're going to continue to run it into the ground day in and day out, trying to hurt Republicans going into the midterm elections.
President Trump has canceled a press conference scheduled for 6 January at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. Trump blamed the total bias and dishonesty of the fake news media as one of the reasons. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.